And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
What was your question?
Phil, I'm sorry to bother you. Because we did call you on Tuesday. I wanted to know if you had any information about Patricia Rashbrook. Who is the...
Patricia Rashbrook, refresh my memory.
Phil, she is a 63, and I want to underline that for your listeners and for yourself. She is a 63-year-old woman who is pregnant, okay, and this was using this IVF technique that this Italian doctor has, and I don't know if you know if there's been an arrest made.
An arrest? What, was the woman illegally inseminated, or...?
Well, the doctor involved is an Italian. He uses a method whereby he takes the eggs of a third party. In this case, they were Russian women, and he was working at a clinic in...
Oh, I've heard... Okay, yeah, I heard the story. Yeah, the lady is newly married. They've been married 3 years. Her husband has never had children, and she wanted to give him a baby, right?
Well, that was my understanding as well. The question, of course, is this being allowed? What is being done about this?
Is there a... All right, I know that she's old.
Well, let's get into the nuts and bolts of this, because I don't think your audience is aware of it. I think, I'm sure, in fact... When your audience is aware of what exactly has been happening in the Patricia Rashbrook case, I think they are going to be shocked. My husband and I talked it over. My husband feels that this is borders on child abuse. It borders on lewd and lascivious behavior. I saw the husband in the news. He is a man, as you said, he's a man who never had...
Well, hold on for a minute. Let me ask you something. Was this lady was newly married? Had she ever had other kids?
Yeah, I believe she's had 4 other children by another marriage.
All right, so this is her second marriage?
I don't know. All I know is the woman's married again, and she's with another man, and she's,
knocked up again, Mr. Henry.
I'm sorry?
My husband, she's pregnant again, really. And so...
Was there any arrest made?
Well, what would the arrest be for? I'm not clear as to why you would arrest a woman because she is 63. In other words...
Well, Phil, first of all, this woman is not going to be alive. The odds are she won't be alive to see that child graduate from high school. That's number one. Number two, the odds are that the child is going to be traumatized on some level. When you have an elderly parent, if the woman is breastfeeding this child... I cannot imagine. My husband, you say it better, Steve.
Well, I mean, God, think about it.
The trauma there. There's also the trauma of the husband who is going to have to live through this. There is...
Are you talking a physical kind of trauma, or...
Well, there is a... When a 63-year-old woman becomes pregnant, there is an aesthetic trauma that takes place. She is already physically ailing by virtue of her age. Now you throw into that pregnancy, the stretch marks and the rehabilitation, the breasts that are already traumatized from other childbirth, the body that has already been racked and racked again by childbirth. Now it's 63. I can't imagine what it's going to look like when this woman is done. The lewd and lascivious behavior is something else. It's very likely that the child in breastfeeding will be traumatized by, a 63-year-old woman's breasts and so on. And
all right, I'm not familiar with really what it is you're talking about. You're saying that this woman, that it is a, that there is a trauma she's going to be visiting by virtue of her age, right?
Look, Phil, it is disturbing.
That's what we're saying, Mr. Henry, is disturbing.
It's disturbing on a number of levels. The infant will need to nurse. The fact the child is not really hers. It's her husband's sperm and another woman's egg. Okay? The fact that...
Okay, so this IVF technique that this doctor developed is using the eggs of another woman, right? As opposed to what we so often hear, the sperm of another man, because perhaps a man is sterile, is using the old term.
Exactly, right. Only now you've got this 63-year-old woman giving birth to a half Slavic child, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm sorry, you said half what?
Slavic. The child is it would be technically Slav. And
was Slavic? Oh, as in Russian?
Yes. So you
got a half Slav. You have a husband, Mr. Henry, is 61, she's 63.
The mother and father are both elderly. I don't want to think, the fact that the child is not really hers, and then there is, we can all see what we are all agreed on, I think, it's disturbing to look at an elderly woman laboring under the physical ailment that an old woman has, now laboring along, carrying another life.
Well, it's always traumatic, because once she has the baby, can you imagine what her stretch marks look like?
Well, I know that there are issues about the age and about raising babies. I didn't know that it was at this level where you were expecting some kind of an arrest. Now, is this guy, this doctor...
Absolutely. I think both parents need to be brought in, at least. The police were well aware of the fact the woman was seeking IVF. The police were well aware of that. The British authorities were well aware of that. And yet not once was there any attempt made... by the police authorities to at least intervene on the level of some kind of a question and answer. And
is the doctor, the Italian doctor, his method is not legal in Britain?
It is not legal in Britain. It is not legal in Britain. That is why he uses the Slavic egg. And
well, he's using the egg of Russian... All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Ms. Dooley, this lady, Ms. Rashbrook, Mrs. Rashbrook, her husband's how old?
Well, that's the other thing. Her husband's 61. She is 63. There's a little bit of a problem I think this woman may have in terms of her personality development and psychology that she thinks she has to do something extra special to keep the interest of a man who is younger than her. By only 2 years, yes, but still younger. Then you have the ego involved. Hi, I'm 63. I think I'll have a baby. That is the kind of thing that if you're a mother, Phil, and I'm a mother of three boys, and I say this with the greatest of respect, but you want, there's a need for one woman to scratch, literally to scratch the eyes out of the face of another woman who has that kind of ego. And
why do you say that?
The sheer ego of saying, I'm 63, and yet my body is so tight, so resilient, so moist in many ways, that I can just pop another life out, and you're right at the end of your cycle. You know, I just...
Well, how old are you?
I'm 39.
All right. Are you guys going to have any more children?
No.
All right. Do you have a... So, in other words, you're 39, which puts you 24 years younger than this woman.
Exactly. I'm much younger. I'm in much better shape. And yet, here's the ego of an old lady saying, really, to me and to other younger women, well, guess what? You can't, but I will. And on a very visceral level, Phil, it makes you want to just grab her by the hair, really. It's very childish, but you want to grab her hair and pull it and slap her.
So it's a violent sense you have.
It's very, very violent, because it's primal, so it's motherhood.
And well, I don't have a problem at all with the new fertility techniques. I may have a problem on some level with the very old people, but I read where these people are taking their parenting very seriously.
Well, that's what the husband says.
Yeah, that's what the husband says, because he wants to take some of the heat off of this, you know, old woman that he's married.
Wait a minute. The guy's 61 himself. She's 65. Or 63?
No, I think she's 65.
No, she's the news story here is 63. They're not that much different apart in age.
Well, you have to understand something, Phil. If a man is 3 years older than a woman, he is 3 years older. You double the age of the woman the more older she is than the man. So if a woman is 3 years older than a man, she's actually 6 years older. So you always double the age.
Well, she's 2 years older.
No, she's 3 years older. She's 63.
And he's 61.
And he's...
Yeah, 61.
All right, so she's technically 5 years older, because it's really 2.5.
Well, in any event, we're talking about this Rashbrook lady, and you think that it is disturbing, that there ought to be at least police investigation into a woman that old having artificially inseminated. Do you have a problem with the fact that it's the egg of a Russian woman?
Well, no, but I want to make it noted that the Anglo or Angle, as it was originally known, the Saxon blood and the Angle blood will be diluted to a degree by the Slav. And the
Russian blood.
Yeah, the Slavic Russian.
Is there a problem with that? I mean,
well, it's not her child. That's all. I don't have. No. This is not a racial thing. It's just about. It's not her child.
When's the last time you heard the term Slavic or Slav? Do they even use that anymore? 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. This lady that I'm talking to, her name's Bobby Dooley, but we're talking about a woman, Patricia Rashbrook, who at 63 is pregnant, 63, and she has achieved a fertilization by way of something called the IVF technique. This is an Italian doctor who uses a donor egg. Now, that's not legal in Britain. It is legal in Italy and elsewhere. I don't think it's legal in Italy. Wherever it's not legal, he's not practicing it, but he is practicing, I think, in Russia. In any event, this is the situation now. Now, Bud, did you talk to her about what she...
Well, she cannot be carved.
The child, there should be an abortion?
She said terminable.
You mean a termination?
Yes.
To terminate the pregnancy?
That's the end.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show will be back. Tonight we also are going to be speaking with Mr. Austin Amarca, the father of a girl currently attending Chambers High in Santa Clarita, on last year's problems that they had at their junior-senior prom, and how they're going to keep from repeating that this year. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh my God, do I hate you.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, what is your, Ms. Dooley, Bobby Dooley with us here on the Patricia Rashbrook story, a 63-year-old woman who's pregnant. What exactly is your point?
My point, Phil, is that there needs to be a termination of this pregnancy.
A state-ordered termination of this woman's pregnancy?
I don't know if it's state-ordered. I don't know if...
Well, who else is going to order it? Is the woman going to do it?
One would hope that she would volunteer for it, that she would recognize what she's doing, how frightening...
What is it that she's doing? I'm not really sure I know. I've got a number of people who are waiting to talk to you, and they may have the same question. What is this woman doing at 63, having...
Phil, it is the child that she is going to nurse is going to be subjected to a... Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you understand the center of the toughening of it?
Are you telling me the baby is going to be nursing from an old lady's breast?
There is a thing called childhood trauma. It's called, Phil, I don't know if you're aware of this, but a child imprints on a mother's body. If the mother is young, and fortunately for my sons, I have been fit, and yes, I take care of my body. But if the woman is... How do I put this?
They're hitting her kneecaps.
All right, look, at this is what we're talking about here is a woman of 63 who seems to be actually a well-off, upper middle class couple. He is a college professor.
Well, good for him. You know, I mean, he's not having the baby.
Well, this is a woman who's educated. She seems to have the time to raise the child. Now you want to abort it?
I'm saying the British authorities
should step right in, huh?
Well, they shouldn't have a problem with that. The United Kingdom loves to stick its nose into everything that you're doing over there. Why not stick it right between your legs? Because I can tell you, Phil,
hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Keisha. Keisha, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Am I going to be allowed to finish my point?
Yeah, I want to hear from this lady. Keisha, you not there? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, ma'am.
My point is, there is no such thing as a child being traumatized.
Can you get closer to your phone, ma'am?
There's no such thing as a woman being, a child being traumatized by being breastfed by an elderly woman.
Well, how do you know that?
In the olden days, elderly women breastfed children all the time if the mother couldn't. It's a very common thing.
That was common
traumatizing to a child.
During the slave times, yes, but not afterwards.
If the child wasn't traumatized then, why would he be traumatized now?
Understand that what you're talking about, elderly women breastfeeding children, was back during slave times.
Okay, and if the children weren't traumatized,
well, how do you know they
then, why would they be traumatized?
How do you know
now?
That?
Our infant is not going to know that her breast is 3 years old.
How do you know they weren't traumatized?
Have you seen any studies saying that they were?
Apparently you're trying to get all of your argument from me. I'd like to know, how do you know they weren't traumatized? See, I've got you already.
No, now, you don't have me already.
It's so easy, too. I mean, you came with
How would an infant
really,
not...
So you're asking, because you don't really know, you're asking me, and I would like to point out at this time that I am college educated.
It is 63 years old.
I am not going to make your argument for you. Now,
well, because you can't make your own argument saying that
you
I
have no argument. I'm making my argument. The toughening of the breast, the stretching, the disgusting look of it.
Are you saying that it's not possible for a young woman to have large breasts that are droopy and saggy and the child not be traumatized by that same young breast that looks the same as the
There is not a young woman alive whose breasts are so frightening that they look like some old sagging squack. And
baby's getting a bum deal is all we're saying.
Are you guys trying to tell me that a baby is going to care?
There is imprinting that's done. When you, as a young, beautiful mother, open yourself up, open your blouse, and basically what you're saying to the baby is, take a look at this. Now, you're 63, and the kid recoils.
Let's make this point. Actually, a child cannot differentiate size, breast, or anything.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
You do not know that. You're making all of that up.
To hurt your feelings, but it's clinically proven.
What
black and white for the first couple of months.
Who's the doctor?
They don't distinguish that. You can
go and see that. I saw color when I was 3 months old.
I saw color as well, yes.
How do you know?
Because I do have memories of being that young.
3 months?
Being 3 months old?
Yes, and I vividly remember colors.
And I remember, ma'am, just literally,
I'm sorry. I don't remember being 3 months old. You have a better memory than I do.
Well, I do. In fact, there's a lot that I have that's better than you. Probably my breasts. I mean, I don't mean to be joking. But look, when a child, when an old lady pulls it out and the kid looks and goes, so this is what I get, huh?
But how would a child know what a healthy, pretty breast look like versus an old breast? This baby would know.
She
wouldn't have anything to judge
We
again.
Believe that there is an archetype, which is, it's very Jungian. I don't know if you've studied Jungian psychology. The archetype of the mother's breast, such as fire is an archetype, snakes and insects, we recoil and we are attracted by certain things as humans. The breast
after we've been exposed to different things.
With the breast is also something that's an archetype. When you see some old witch, a witch's breast.
Going to the witch's boob.
When the baby looks and says, oh, come on, a cow udder.
How would the baby have another boob to compare it to?
Another boob to compare it to?
What would he compare it to?
There's a joke there, but I won't know.
All right, look, Acacia, thank you for your call. 1-800-449. When you say the archetype, as Jung called an archetype, you're saying that this is in the subconscious.
It is in the subconscious. For instance, why do we recoil the first time we see a snake? Why? Because we have an archetype, a memory of being thousands, millions of years ago, living in caves among snakes and insects. It is a human archetype. Why is mother so strong? And why is the breast the very first nurturing source? When a baby takes a look at Broomhilda's chest...
Yeah, it's frightening.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to take a break here. We're talking with Bob Broomhilda. I think that if you're making the argument, if the only argument you got is that the baby's going to get traumatized by an old lady's sagging breast when he breastfeeds and that the pregnancy should be terminated.
Well, Phil, yes, but more than that, look, that child could take a look at this sagging breast It doesn't mean anything now. In 17 years, that boy or that girl walks into a bank, puts two barrels into the face of a security guard, and the face is gone 2 seconds later, and the bank is missing its money. Why? Because an old crone tried to breastfeed them.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Talk Radio's Speed Trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ms. Dooley, so far, the only reason why you've given me why this woman's a baby, her...
Mr. Henry, I can tell by the confusion in your voice. You don't have any idea.
No, the only reason you've given me why this woman's pregnancy should be terminated is that because an old lady having a baby will subject her kid to the trauma of nursing from some old sagging breast.
I also mentioned something that I didn't want to hit that hard. And that
what?
I told you that the doctor is using the eggs of Russian women. All right, fine, great. Nothing wrong with that. So long as it is publicized that the child is Slav. And that
the child is not Slavic. The child will be British.
And
half Slav.
It's half Slav. And so...
So what? So what if it is?
They need to say that. They are not publicizing the IVF method as it is practiced by Dr. Ragucci. And so there is...
What is this guy's name?
I don't know. He's an Italian doctor, but... And so, you've got a lot of women who have a great deal of... there's a lot of emotional hope tied up in this, and they're not told by the doctor that...
That it is half Slav.
That it's a Slav. That on top...
All right, now I've got a Slavic baby and a sagging breast, and for that, you want to terminate the pregnancy.
What are you, Mr. Henry? What, pro-life or something?
Yeah, what are you, pro-life or something?
Yeah, you're pro-life or something?
I'm pro-choice. Well, you guys are the ones that are pro-life, and yet you want to terminate the pregnancy.
I don't think there's a pro-lifer out there who agrees with us, and we are pro-life, very pro-life, that wouldn't, under these circumstances, assist in the abortion, because it just doesn't make sense. I put on the rubber gloves and the surgical mask in a minute. It does not add up. And when I'm working on something, it's got to add up.
You'd put on the surgical gloves and the...
No, I didn't say that. I said I'd put on the rubber gloves and the surgical mask. And I'd appreciate it very, very much if you'd listen to what I'm saying while I'm taking time out of making dinner for my family to talk to your ass.
Ms. Dooley, you can be angry.
Well, I am angry. I've been hearing women indict me.
Well, you're talking about sagging breasts, stretch marks, and a Slav baby. All of this adds up to abortion. 1-800-449-8686. Glenda, go ahead.
Okay. I'm 61 years old.
Well, what are you making, balloon animals?
A registered nurse, infection control practitioner. The woman you're talking to is an idiot. I wouldn't assist in any abortion.
Mm-hmm.
If the woman wants to have a baby, which I would not, it's her business. It's not ours.
Ma'am, you tell me that, and yet you're sitting there making balloon animals.
Do what?
It sounded to me as if you were making...
It sounds to me like you are a jealous bitch.
Well, you really have a nice mouth on you, don't you?
Because she wants a child.
No, she's
63. Well, it's none of your business.
She's 63 years
of age. I'm 61. My don't sag.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck getting anyone to believe that.
I don't have stretch marks.
I bet you even say that to your husband.
I've seen 18 and 20-year-olds with stretch marks so bad that they look like road maps, but I don't have them because my body just selected for that.
Can I ask you a question?
You have no idea what
are you doing looking at nude young women? What are you doing looking at nude young women?
I'm a nurse.
You're a narc?
I'm a registered nurse and an infection control practitioner.
You are an infection, and you're sitting at home on a Friday night making balloon animals. I think that in my experience,
you are a jealous cat
you
that would want to take something
woman.
Away.
You know, just because you're 61, you want to stand up for another woman at 61 or whatever you are, and you say that your breasts don't sag. Let's ask your husband about that.
Okay, yeah, when he gets
him.
Back in here.
Let's ask him.
Well, he's in the bathroom. You'll have to wait till he gets back.
Oh, I see. Is he going to be gone for a while?
Well, he's in the bathroom.
Well,
he'll be back in here in a few minutes.
What's he doing, number two?
Don't ask a question. Don't answer that question.
I don't know what he's doing. He's probably peeing.
Can I ask you a question?
Would
you please get rid of the chewing tobacco? Oh, God.
Ask the lady to get rid of the chewing tobacco.
Phil?
Tell her.
Phil?
Yes?
Would you have the woman remove the chaw?
They don't.
Yes, sir. How are you?
They still stand up real perky.
They stand up.
Five children, how much stress?
Now, when was the last time you had your eyes checked, dear?
Do what, ma'am?
When was the last time you had your eyes checked?
Thursday of last week.
All right. And the doctor says, the cataracts are still there?
And the doctor says, you know,
your eyesight, for a blind man, you're pretty good.
2 years ago.
Really? Now, when you ran over that couple last week. Well, isn't that wonderful? How nice for you.
Your stupidity is hard to imagine.
Can I ask you a question, sir? When your wife is on the phone, that's wonderful. But how do you deal with all the tobacco juice all over the receiver when you use it?
Ma'am, you're stupid. I haven't smoked since 1981.
I didn't say you smoked. I said your wife has a chaw in her mouth.
You're a stupid
What do you mean,
bitch,
chaw?
Lady.
I'm stupid. Sir, there isn't a 61-year-old woman with pert breasts. Sorry.
Chaw.
You're a jealous cat,
I'm not jealous.
No, I wouldn't want a child. I have grandchildren. If I want a child, I can play with my grandchildren.
Have you had children? For some reason,
this woman feels the need that I don't have.
Well,
but it's none of your business.
Have you had children?
Five.
There's no way your breasts stand straight out. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, they do.
I forgot.
The most I ever weighed.
$15,000 breast job. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, I figured it out.
Tell your husband to quit walking around in his tighty-whities, scratching himself, and go and make his
My dinner. Husband doesn't scratch, honey. Get your finger out of your nose and your butt.
Well, how can I have it in both places at once?
Oh, you got two.
You got two hands. You said a finger.
I said your finger.
You may have two hands and only one finger, but
what's the matter with you that you would want to run somebody else's line?
I'm just asking you.
What's wrong with you that you would want to run somebody else's line?
I don't want to run her life. I want to protect her child from looking
at something that sags. Not yours.
Like a deflated
balloon.
You don't
own her child. I had five.
No one owns a child. No one owns a child.
I didn't ask anybody to help me with them. I stayed home and took care of them. I graduated from nursing school with cum laude when I was 45 years old.
And you stuck bottles into every one of their faces, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Exactly. And do you know what you do to a child when you remove the child from the breastfeeding experience? The trauma? The deep psychological scar that you inflicted on those children because you wanted to keep your pert breast.
Okay, dumper.
Oh, God, we so got her.
We got her, Bobby. We didn't do it.
We so chopped her.
Oh, shut up. What do you mean you chopped her?
Well, you heard what she said. She bottle-fed her children. That's how she kept her pert breasts. But in the meantime, the children are so traumatized from not having a pert breast in their face.
A minute ago, you're telling me that if they've got a cow udder in their kisser, they're going to kill a bank guard and make off with the bank's money. Now, if they don't get a pert breast, what's that?
That's what she's saying. You've got to have a pert breast or nothing at all.
So a bottle or a sagging breast?
Yeah, they're both equally destructive.
So if a kid nurses on a bottle...
If a child nurses on a bottle, Phil, it's the same dead bank guard.
Okay. 1-800-4... I like how Bobby, when she laughs, her voice becomes very masculine. It's the same bank guard. Wonder how that happens. God, I don't know how that happens. Why? Is that the same Ace Young that used to be on KMET who's on Fox? Oh, hey, Ace, some guy's ripped your name off, man. He's on Fox. He's a really hot-looking young stud. The real Ace Young is somewhere in Wyoming right now trying to get that guava cactus to grow. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I'd like to hold you down and just slap away.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We hung up on the lady because she was using profanity.
Well, I would think that you would have hung up on her much longer before than that, Phil. The woman had a chaw.
What do you mean she had a chaw?
done?
She was chewing tobacco, and I think that that is about as low as it gets. So in other words, she's got a nursing degree. Her breasts, in her words, are pert. She raised 5 children, and she can still sit there on the phone talking on a national talk show, chewing tobacco and kicking my ass. I find that...
I think it's disgusting.
Well, if she's kicking your ass, she's kicking your ass. You know,
I'm saying that facetiously.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the lady, the only point you made was that she didn't breastfeed her kids.
She bottle fed them.
And you're making some blanket statement that bottle feeding a child is not as healthy.
It not only is not as healthy, it can visit upon a child a scarring, a brain, a scar, a physical brain scar that can cause sudden seizures, narcolepsy, ringing bells and the hearing of voices.
Personality disintegration.
Personality disintegration. A number of things. Breastfed from a bottle? Oh, God. Are you for real?
No, I mean fed from a bottle.
Yes.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm Bobby. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, I'm also Anglo. I'm college educated, have my MBA, and have 2 children, nursed both of them. Actually, one of them even for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. What? So?
And I'll tell you, my breasts are pretty. I've got stretch marks to high heaven. They're kind of like empty balloons.
Well,
I'm 32.
Let's say I decide
to have another kid.
What does your body have to do with this? I'm talking about a 63-year-old woman.
I'm saying she's probably got better looking breasts than I do.
Well, we don't know that, do we? And it's very likely that they're not. We're talking about a 63-year-old.
You haven't seen them.
Well, I'm glad you're reveling. I'm glad you're
your
happy
opinion.
That you're so frightening to look at, but
she didn't say that.
Your opinion here.
Yes, you did.
Bobby?
Yes, you did. No, you did ask my opinion.
No, I'd like to ask you this. So let's say I have kid number 3.
You're telling me all about your body.
Because I really would like to have a 3rd kid. So in your opinion, with my breasts, they're actually kind of nappy looking, and they do kind of hang, and they point south, and I'm only 32, but, you know,
well, that's what happens when you don't take care of yourself, yeah.
Well, honey, I've just got some bad Welsh skin, and it doesn't stretch very well.
Yeah. How lucky for
so
your husband,
so here's the thing. If I have kid number 3, is my kid less likely to kill a bank teller if I, A, feed him with my nasty breasts that'll make him want to vomit, or, B, feed him with the bottle? What would you say I should do?
Well, number 1, you got to get a husband first. That'll legitimize
all those
children.
I have a husband.
Are you married to him?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well... I'm plumb out of answers.
Well, should I breastfeed?
No. I would, if I were you, you've had another kid?
Well, I'm hoping for the girl.
Don't have any more.
Just out of worry for the trauma.
Yeah, if I were you, I would. I mean, I know you enjoy how ugly your body is, but the rest of us don't, really. Yeah, the rest of us don't.
Yeah,
so.
How about my 2 boys? They all have East Indian, and I'm talking the dot, not the feather. White breast. So they had to suck from a white breast, and
they're half white. They're half what?
They're half Indian, East Indian, the dot, not the feather.
What does that mean, the dot, not the feather?
Their father's from India.
Oh, then you could have said that. Are you not familiar with a place called India?
I'm sorry?
Is that a truck? Do you have another table to wait?
That being the case,
what is this woman talking about?
To see a white breast. Do you think they're traumatized from that?
Isn't that another idea
what color they were.
Is there another table you have to wait? I just don't want to take up your time.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, bless your heart,
too. Is that
the
best you can do is put someone else down?
No, I'm just asking.
When your argument's not working?
No, I'm just asking you, do you have another table to wait?
No, you know what? I've got my MBA, and I'm not even going to
do
what I do.
No, really. I know, and I think
it's
a good thing Waffle House is hiring, isn't it?
Here's what's clear. It's the fact that
you're
when you're
delightful.
Losing
you're delightful.
You put the person down.
I am not putting you down. I am simply saying, that, aren't you lovely? Listen to that lovely laugh.
You're just losing the argument.
Yeah, you're right. I'm losing my argument. Well,
and
I guess I'm going to have to...
And put people down.
I'm not
putting
you down.
And that's all you have left.
Well, are you all upset about that?
You know what? Honestly,
you really are. You're hurt, aren't you?
I apologize for hurting your feelings.
You're hurt that you don't have my respect.
You're crazy.
Are you hurt that you don't have my respect? I'm sorry. I respect you, Elizabeth.
That's okay. I'm awfully fine tonight.
I respect you, Elizabeth. Aren't you cute? Well, I say that figuratively because you're nasty, right?
You know what? I look
aren't
fine, but according to you, you can't have stretch marks and nerves. That's just kind of doesn't work.
Well, I know. I know, Elizabeth, you'd put any child through anything, and it's good to know.
Bless your heart.
Aren't you delightful? Bless your heart.
See? Well, there's no cousin here.
Look, I got to get going. I have to get going. Yeah, you're right. I lost. Now, why don't you sell some more of those Aunt Jemima cookie jars? And I'll...
Okay, ladies, you know, the two of you are our children.
No, I think she's delightful.
Brother.
Bless her heart.
Get out of here. 1-800-449-8. Sell some more of them Aunt Jemima cookie jars. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is
my
back.
My wife's a lot of prairie trash.
What do you mean I'm subjecting your wife to prairie trash?
No.
My husband wants me to just... Never mind my husband.
All right, let me get over to Jolene real quick. Jolene, go ahead. Did I lose her? I lost Jolene. Sorry. Jolene, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, go ahead. You're on the air. I thought I hung up on
I'd
you.
I'd like to make a point to you, lady, that I am an American Indian, and in our culture, especially... long ago and today, age had no
we don't need that,
barrier
Mr.
on childbirth or childbearing,
do you still do
nor
that?
Did the look of breasts have traumatized any American Indian
children. What about Sitting Bull? What else did he lose?